All right, we're back, and we are privileged to have a special guest. So again, we're here at Next Tech Africa 2017. I have a special guest. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hello, my name is Regina Honu. I'm the CEO of Sunko Solutions.
Fantastic, but not just that. Like, I have like a bio here of you, and I was like a little Twitter pated at all the amazing things you do, and I'm sitting here. So it looks like you were recently unveiled as a 2016 Blisco brand ambassador.
Yes.
You won Startup Entrepreneur of the Year 2016.
Yes.
It looks like you also were featured on CNN as the 12 inspirational women, and who rock STEM. Look, it's a success for me if I like exercise in a day, you know? So tell me about what it is that you do and how you're impacting where you're coming from.
Okay, so for me, it's all about skills development and redefining or disrupting the education sector. Mm-hmm. What we do is we wanted to bridge the gender divide. So we train girls, you know, on how to create technology. So not just consume the technology, but how to create it. And now we've moved on to creating an academy where learning is fun, where it's practical, where like we're going to have the next, you know, Mark Zuckerberg or Bill Gates coming from that academy, you
absolutely.
Know, and it's going to be like a 12-year-old Ghanaian girl or a 12-year-old Ghanaian boy. So it's all about making sure that we give young people the skills that will enable them to thrive in today's, you know, today's marketplace or today's industry where technical skills are, you know, a necessity.
Why are technical skills so important in today's world? Specifically in the world and maybe even in Ghana and Africa.
You know, I like one of the taglines for this conference, which says technology, the fourth industrial revolution, you know. Mm-hmm. So we may have missed all the different revolutions, especially on the African continent, and with challenges such as power, challenges in infrastructure, and with the boom in mobile technology, I mean, this is our opportunity to use, I mean, the tools and the skills that we have to solve our problems. You know, I think the narrative has been said over and over again, Africans have to be responsible for solving their own problems. And how are they going to do that if they don't have the right skills? And technology as a tool is a great enabler to help us sort of address all the different challenges that we have and come up with local solutions with global relevance.
Tell us a little bit about the academy that you founded. What's the purpose? How is it going?
So we started off having these coding workshops where we're training girls and young children, and it started to pick up. But then we realized that they need a safe space to continue. You know, you can't learn programming after having three workshops going for a hackathon for a day. I mean, that's nice, but at the end of the day, it's not a sustained movement. So we thought, how can we ensure that, you know, we create a space where innovation can thrive, you know, where we take away all the barriers that lead to making learning fun and creative. And with the academy, we teach you how to think outside the box, how to be creative, how to fail, how to tinker, you know, how to make sure that you're really getting to the root cause of the problem. So the academy is a way of sort of reaching out to the community. And we also actually have a program for the disabled. So we just finished the coding session for deaf children, because now we think the disabled can use technology to communicate and to, you know, really help them reach their full potential. And lastly, we also reach out to the parents and the society, because for them, there's always this big question, what is technology?
Yeah.
What is my kid using it for? Yeah. Why is Generation X all about technology? Why does my kid spend so much time on the phone? You know, so they also need to be educated, and we have special programs for them and also young and upcoming entrepreneurs.
So what does it look like, a typical day for someone that goes to the academy? What are they learning? How are they learning it? Because it feels like you're just not doing the regular, here, read this book and do these exercises. It feels like you're doing something even better than what I had.
So what we have is, first, they are taught by mentors. And mentors are either women in the tech space or men in the tech space who serve as role models, because mentorship is very important.
Sure.
And there are different courses that they go to, but it's very practical. If you take, for example, a course in web dev or mobile app, you pick a problem that is in your society that you're passionate about. And as you're learning, you are building towards the solution. So at the end of the course, you really have built something to address that problem. And then we have the soft skills like entrepreneurship, etiquette, presentation skills, because in Africa, one of the things that there's a proverb that you must be seen and not heard. So we must teach that confidence, that aggressiveness for you to be able to chase after your dreams. Because it's one thing to dream,
right,
and there's another thing to chase after it, you know.
Right.
So we teach all of that, you know, how to write a proper CV and how to make sure that you market your tech products. Because the other thing is, you can build a great product, but it sits...
Yeah, you know, nobody knows about it.
Exactly, because you don't know how to brand it, how to market it. All of those things are missing. So it's a holistic approach, not just to make learning fun, but also at the end of the day, you have the skill to either go into entrepreneurship or work in any sector, you can go there and be a disruptor because you have the technology skills.
That's awesome. So tell us about some success stories that you've had already. I'm sure there's been some. Give us some examples of success.
So one of my favorite stories is there's a young girl called Rosemary. And Rosemary she came from a very difficult background. And her mother suffered some complications due to childbirth for her brother.
Sure.
And Rosemary always wanted to do something in the health sector, but her first thought was to be a doctor, which is the most obvious thing. And Rosemary came into academy with no technical skills. She's 16 or 17 now. And Rosemary, after created this website and started a foundation, where she used the website to reach out to people, to get more people to come and, support and send healthcare into her village, which is very rural. And she used it to be able to raise some funds, and she used it to educate people on the challenges that is going on in her little quiet, remote village that had been forgotten. So she kind of put it on the map with technology, So those are some of the stories. And we have girls, and there's another really cool story. And Cassandra is one of our students, and she built this legal aid app for women who have no idea what their legal rights are, so something horrible happens, So it's empowering the women to know that these are my rights and this is how I fight a problem legally through the process. So, I mean, there are several different stories of kids and young adults in our program, my last example is one of the deaf children that came to our coding workshop created this website to educate people about the challenges that deaf people face, because the disabled are kind of also, put in a corner, and use that to sort of educate. And I'm sure he's going to create a sign up, a sign language app, to get more people to understand sign language. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. We are out of time. This has been so inspiring. We're going to cut to the session that is now in progress. We'll see you after the break.